I long and very indistinguished business career, I'd say, but I've known Colin for the last 3 or 4 years. We've worked in various businesses together. It will be no secret, I do have a secured lending business, which I've had for the last 3 years. But through the course of having that business and through the course of all the other deals that Colin and I have worked on, you know, we've spent the last 2 or 3 years raising money for other people to make purchases, bringing people on in investments. And this one came along 6 months ago, and we actually thought, no, we like the look of this one. We will raise the finance for ourselves, and we will do this football club. There were a couple of other clubs offered to us at the time, some much bigger in terms of financial requirements than Morecambe, others of similar amount, but Morecambe is the one that most appealed to us because we met the board, met with Peter, and it ticked boxes for us. And I'm not just paying lip service, it was the right time for us in our respective businesses. It was the right level of investment that was required. There was lots of opportunities that Colin and I both see, and I'm not talking there about on the field. We're generally not here to get involved with the running of a football club. But because of Colin and my background, we have a good network where we think we can offer in something more to the off-field activity. And that's where we see ourselves really adding value to this club. So it's not by any means a vanity project. I'm very reluctant for TV, radio at all. There's no song and dance about it. We just see a good business opportunity that really fits with where we are in our business careers, but also, I guess, where Morecambe, what they need taking forward. And what they need, considering what they've been through for the last 18 months, 2 years, is no showboating, just something stable, which is what Colin and I both are, and we're bringing in that financial stability to the club.
Would it be fair to say, Jason, that this started off as a sort of a loan opportunity and you thought, no, we want more than that?
No, it didn't start off as a loan opportunity. It's something that didn't actually come to me through my lending business. It actually came to Colin. Colin's a practicing lawyer. So it actually came through Colin. It didn't come to us as a loan opportunity. It came to us just as a business opportunity because, you know, for the last 12 months, 18 months, we've been looking for our own investment opportunities. And this one came through Colin, didn't come through me at all. So it didn't start out as a loan opportunity. We actually saw the opportunity to actually invest in the club.
So do you see this as a long-term deal, Jason? Are you talking about 2-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan? How do you see it?
We have signed up to a minimum 2 years of investment and supporting the club financially. So I guess I'm learning very quickly. A few days are a long time in football, let alone 2 years. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't see what's going to happen in 2 years' time. But Colin and I are certainly there to see how much we can put into that club financially and from a network point of view and from a support point of view to grow that club on and off the field. So it's not a short-term thing. But yes, there has been, you know, comments already, which I'm surprised at, about, oh, there's a couple of asset strippers in town. Well, we can't do that. You know, we have a contract with the EFL and we have an understanding and support of the club. So we're there for a minimum of 2 years and we want to get Morecambe as high in the league as we can. I'm hoping for the right result this weekend so we stay in League Two. And then let's see how much we can support the board and particularly Jim in moving ourselves back up League Two. It's not a short-term thing.
I think the reason there's this sort of suspicion, Jason, is just the history of the last couple of years. Fans have seen what happened with Diego Lemos in 2016 and some of the events off the field since then, and they're naturally suspicious. I mean, you must understand that, mustn't you?
I completely understand that. I think the lack of story behind myself and Colin is something that no one expected. You know, there is no showmanship about this. There's no vanity. There's no. We're not running around the pitch with scarves on, kicking a football.
Yeah, that was one of the...
Here, we're going to pump...
That was one of the critics.
Millions and millions. You know, we haven't done that. We are definitely there in the background to support, and that's the way we approach this business. I don't want to be the figurehead for that business. I want to support our business financially. I want to support it from a business structuring point of view. I want to help control the finances, obviously, because we're putting a lot of money in. But we're not there to showboat. It's not about us. It's about the club. It's about the players. It's about the fans. It's about the community. And it's about Morecambe. And I guess it would have been better for people, maybe, had we gone in with a big song and dance.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that was certainly one of the criticisms of the way it was handled, really, Jason. Not really of you two guys in particular, but the way normally you get new owners and it's people holding scarves, it's lots of press, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah, and I'm very reluctant to put myself in front of the camera or even in front of a microphone to actually talk about this. I'll do what I need to do in terms of giving people confidence in Colin and myself and Bond Group Investments. That's fine, but I'm not going to be the face of the football club. That's down to the chairman, Peter McGuinn, who we fully support. That's down to the board. We have their full support. They have ours, and that's down to the players. We will be dropping in as and when required, but we will do what we can from behind, firmly from behind the scenes. As we said, and what people need to understand is that where previous possible takeovers have promised the earth in terms of finance and everything they could do. We put the money as required by the EFL to satisfy the purchase of the club and the capital working requirement up to the end of season 2020 at the very least. We had that money positioned in our lawyer's account since January or February even.
So you can
that money was already there and ring-fenced. So we've already put a significant amount of money into the club.
Yeah, you can categorically say then, Jason, that the next 2 years, that the future's guaranteed, preferably at Football League level.
Absolutely. People have questioned the timing also, you know, just before the crunch game. Well, actually, it's not a quick process to purchase a football team, as I have learned. Clearly, this is my first time, and it's first time for Colin. You know, we've been working on this for the last 6 months. Now, it just so happened, we felt that the timing was right. Ideally, we'd have been able to put an announcement out before the Barnet game. That's what we were really pushing for. But we couldn't. You know, there are certain processes that are in place that have to be ticked before we can confidently move forward and say to everyone, OK, guys, we're now ready to do this and move forward. It just so happened that that was this week before the crunch game against Coventry. Hopefully, that would give them a bit of a lift against Coventry. I'm sure the guys and the players don't need a lift, but, you know, at least they can go in there with peace of mind that there is financial stability. Yes, for at least the very 2 years with Colin and my involvement.
Will you be taking seats on the board? You say you're very low key. Will you be on the board of directors or Colin or both of you?
We will be on the board of directors. And that is purely from a protecting our investment. We need to have visibility and the decision-making process. And all the board, the current board, are fully accepting of that. And also, I just want to add for the record that there's been, you know, I've started reading some of the comments on Twitter, on forums, about the outgoing board. Well, none of the board are going. You know, as far as we're aware, unless they can tell us otherwise, nothing's changing. We are just becoming an addition to that board. And to that board, we have the addition of what other things we can bring in. But we absolutely will be on the board because we will be part of the decision-making process.
So how much money, if you're willing to divulge, have you put in already and do you expect to invest over the next couple of years?
We've ring-fenced seven-figure sum. I'm not going to give you the exact amount because also, you know, I'm aware that people have promised millions in the past and never delivered. We have already put up a significant, well over seven-figure sum. That's already up, and that's been up since February.
That's in the millions. A seven-figure sum is £1 million.
It's north of £1 million. Categorically, yes, that has been sitting there available for this deal for the last 4 months.
Is that to cover losses, though, Jason? Because the problem with the Morecambe Football Club is everyone's struggled to make money out of it, haven't they? And because of the off-the-field activities, there's a lot of money needed just to keep it going without any more money for the playing side.
And we've had to agree and contract to that point with the EFL. Part of our, you know, we've gone through the fit and proper test with the EFL, but then also we have a contract with the EFL. And part of the contract with the EFL is supporting cash flow requirements for the next 2.5 seasons. You know, that's a contractual term.
Do you still see the off-the-field activities being important, the hospitality, the events that go on there now, previous attempts to take over, talked about getting rid of that?
So, no, I absolutely do, because, you know, I was chatting with Colin earlier, and, you know, we're off to play Coventry this weekend. And look at the arena. That's the Rico Arena. That's not just about football. That's all about the events and the hospitality, and the Rolling Stones are playing there. Well, I'm not saying we're going to have the Rolling Stones, but I do feel that we can generate significant income off the field. And also bear in mind that some of the off-field activity, like the events, have been hindered because of the lack of certainty as to whether or not Morecambe Football Club were going to still be around. People couldn't book a wedding party at the club. They didn't know if it was going to be there in 6 or 9 months' time. So we've taken a bit of a battering on the commercial side off the field. So as long as people now start to understand, and also, you know, we are going to bring in, it's difficult, I don't want to give too much away, we've got so many ideas that we are wanting to bring into that club, many of which we've already discussed with the board, and they are full of enthusiasm for them. And some of them we're actioning as early as next week to really get Morecambe back out there, you know, communicating with the fans, in the media, social media, maximising all of that, sort of the modern aspects of marketing, advertising and social media. So I do think there's a lot of off-field activity that we can maximise. It's been completely under pitch for the last two seasons, mainly because what's been going on in the boardroom and all this failed investment promises.
And you back Jim Bentley as manager, Jason. Sorry to interrupt, but
I absolutely back Jim Bentley. Why wouldn't I? Jim has had a very restrictive budget on the field with what he can do. And also because of things that have been going on the club, the academy has been fairly restricted. So Jim has done a good job with what he's had. Now, I've only met Jim once. As I said, he's a big guy, and Jim's done a good job. Everyone I speak to about Jim, I've been watching Morecambe Football Club for the last 6 months. Obviously, Jim's been there for a lot longer than that. Jim's done a very good job. We've got no intentions of having anyone other than Jim there next season. Jim still needs to make his mind up about what Jim wants to do. But as far as we're concerned, it's Jim's job.
And a positive result tomorrow, Jason?
Unfortunately, I can't make the game. Colin will be at the game. We are going to attend as many games as we can. It'd be great. Hopefully, Coventry are going to sit back and think we've already made the playoffs. Hopefully, Chesterfield are going to turn up and go up with an absolute bang against Barnet. So, clearly, we have the ability. We've played well against a lot of the top teams. Smashing Wickham was a great game. So, on our day, we could beat anyone in the league. And hopefully, tomorrow, with the fans that we're supporting by getting up to the ground, we get the right result. But either way, it doesn't matter to us. We still see the opportunity. We're still going to be there. And even if the result doesn't go in the way we want it to, we've still got the same commitment to the club.
And finally, just to reiterate, you're a real deal. There's been 2 years of chaos off the field at Morecambe. Can you now say it's over? The troubles are over off the field?
As far as Colin, myself and Bond Group Investments, we're the real deal. We've come to stabilise off field and support off field.